Music kindly provided by Brant Moraine Studios. Visit BrantMoraine.com. Voices of Success, bringing you the voices of our backbone of America. Sit back and enjoy some good old-fashioned talk radio. Visit the show's website anytime and sign up for our email blasts, www.voicesofsuccess.com. Enjoy the show. She's a little demon with a punch for a tongue. Before we start the show, I'd like to introduce you to an amazingly talented artist. Her name? Nancy Magnell. Her forte is in reverse painted glass. I know the artist personally, and the light in her spirit manifests itself in all of her creations. You really, really must see her work for yourself, and there is no way to describe it. Go to www.nancymagnellstudio.com. That's nancymagnellstudio.com.
This is Voices of Success. Visit voicesofsuccess.com and sign up for the email blasts. Voices of Success, bringing you the voices of our backbone of America. And now your host, Shalene.
Voices of Success is produced from the Comfy Home Studio in Saratoga Springs, New York. If you have a story to tell and a service or product to promote, we want to hear from you. Contact me personally at voicesofsuccess@gmail.com. Now sit back and relax. Enjoy good old-fashioned talk radio and my conversation with co-host, author, and relationship coach, Miss Jill Reed. Visit Jill's website at www.askromance.com. That's askforromance.com. Voices of Success, bringing you the voices of our backbone of America. Enjoy the show. You know she's so fine that all the heads will turn away. You
wanna leave, but you make you wanna stay. Welcome to Voices of Success. I'm your host, Shalene, and we have Jill Reed. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Shalene. How are you this morning?
Really good. And Jill is a life coach and an author, a relationship coach, and you can find all of Jill's information on her website, and that would be at www.askromance.com. That's askforromance.com. So, gee, Jill, what do you want to talk about today? Oh, wait, wasn't that an amazing guest that was in the first half of the show, Dr. Aubrey DeGray? Just like, you know, amazing how maybe you and I can live to 1,000 years old.
You know, Shalene, I've talked about the trees and how the trees, you know, they rest in the wintertime and come back and flourish in the summertime, and I think about how long trees exist, and I think about the trees at my house as a kid. They're still there. My parents have passed. And I go, why can't I be like a tree? I've thought that forever.
Oh,
and how
God.
A tree, when you cut off a limb, it would try to grow back. And sometimes people painted them to keep them from growing. And I've always thought, why couldn't we live like that? And so when you think about what Aubrey was sharing and all, and I really hope that the listeners enjoyed that, is that, you know, it's a matter of how do we think? How do we take care of ourselves? What are we doing? And Aubrey, let's live to be 1,000, Shalene. How about that?
Well, you know, that's amazing. I wish you were on that interview with me because, I mean, I would have loved to have said to him, gee, why can't we be like a tree? It's like, what do the trees have that we don't have? It's like, wow.
Yeah. they're amazing. And I have always thought that. I thought, wow, how come, you know, that tree, man, it probably took longer naps than I wanted to in kindergarten.
I know.
kindergarten not liking to take my naps too well. You know, you might imagine that I've always kind of enjoyed talking, so to have to lay there quietly was always a struggle.
Well, put it this way, in 20, you know, Aubrey said in about 20 years, he, you know, or even earlier, you know, we could go back to, he said it's by injection, but we could go back to, you know, being 30 again. I mean, could you imagine?
Oh, I'd love it. I wouldn't want to go back to 18, but I'd sure take 30.
I know. Well, I'll take 49. I'm 49 now, so I don't mind
You'd
being
stay
49.
There. You know, yeah. I'd keep my present age as well. I'm
Oh, so
happy.
How old are you?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit I'm 51.
Ah, beautiful.
I'm fabulous 50s.
It's a beautiful
life
age.
Life is good. Yeah, oh, it's wonderful.
The 70s are a beautiful age, and, you know, I looked in the mirror, I think, you know, I don't know, a couple months ago or whatever. I don't like to look in the mirror, but when I looked in the mirror a couple months ago, I saw these cute little jowls, and so my mother lives with me, right? So I come running down the stairs and go into her part of the house, and I'm like, Mom, look. I've got these jowls. They look just like grandma's. Aren't they so cute? And she looks at me like she thought I was out of my mind. And she's like, Shalene, you are the only person that I know of that would be happy to see jowls. But, you know, I just love the way my face is changing. And you know what? My 70s, I'm going to say it right now. I am looking forward to my 70s.
Well, why not? You know, looking forward to life every day is important, and so when you're looking forward to it every day, you don't care about how old you're getting. Because you know what I think? I think that aging has that wisdom that we don't have when we're so youthful. And what I think is sad today is that we tend to brush that aging population under the table. I think about how, you know, there's that forced magical retirement age of Social Security, so let's convince them they've got to live off of that small income.
Right.
Let's convince them it's a good thing, and we put people in these little boxes, and we try to keep them there, and instead I would love to just see this country flourish again and use that great wisdom that group has.
Yeah,
they're incredible.
You work with the elderly as well, don't you?
Yeah.
For a while there? Or?
Yeah, no, I'm still spending time. I love working with seniors.
Yeah.
And I love for them to feel their value. That's what I start out with the group always is, showing them their value, that even just getting up in the morning and doing stuff for themselves is a value. And so few of them even consider that.
Right.
And so it's a matter of just shifting their perspective of life instead of thinking what the government's telling them about living off of a certain amount of money, or their children are, you know, telling them, you know, you really better be careful. Don't go out and try that now, Mom, because you might slip on the sidewalk.
Or,
hey, Dad, you better quit mowing the yard. You might hurt yourself. You know, we tend to take away those freedoms and the things that bring them joy in life. So I love working with them. They're wonderful. And, hey, we look forward to still being that youthful mindset when we're at their age.
Well, when, you know, you say mindset. You know, our elderly, their minds are fine. Their minds are wonderful, and they're still creating, and they're still thinking, and they still, you know, it's just the bodies are slowing down, you know?
Right.
And this is what was so exciting, you know, listening to Aubrey, where, you know, your body, you know, would be catching up with your mind again. I mean, wow, how just wonderful
yeah.
is that? Who would not want that? You know, but I think there are a lot of people out there that don't want that. I mean, they're so used
to... Well, because they're not happy. See, I think that would be the only people that won't want it, is the those that are not happy and not creating things in their life all the time and having fun. So I think, you know, maybe as people realize that there's more to life, and we're seeing a lot of people stepping up and saying, you know, I know it's, I'm really just not so sure about all this stuff that's coming my way, and we got the tea parties across the country. We have new parties starting that are looking at, you know, is the current form of government really by the people for the people? And with that, I think that people are just becoming more aware of their pending unhappiness,
right.
And they want to be happy again. So
now, do you want to talk about, you know, different political parties out there?
Well, you know, we could. I know that there's sure a lot of them that are coming around, and, you know, the way I look at it is it's all good because it's opening up the eyes of others around them when they start those parties. It's just opening up the eyes and the ears of people to a new way of living. And so, you know, whatever the parties are, I know I've been kind of trying to track some because, you know, I might have mentioned this to you, and I don't know if I have to the listeners, but mm-hmm. I considered running for Congress in my state here in Wyoming. And when I put my name out, just putting out the little feelers, it was amazing what came my way.
Really?
Including money from back east to help fund my campaign.
Wow.
Now, I wasn't so sure I liked that idea. Because I thought, does that mean that they could possibly be trying to buy my vote?
Right. Yeah.
But I was also fascinated by it, that's the way politics works, and if I wanted to be part of that very structure, I was going to have to accept some of that as being real. So I chose at that time not to run. It's still an aspiration of mine. I've always enjoyed politics in one form or the other. So I'm watching a few, and there's one that's pretty interesting. It's out there, and it seems to be one of the better platforms that I've looked at. I'm studying it more, so I don't know that I'm qualified to speak about who they are, but I can tell you that some of the things that they're standing for are certainly what I'm definitely interested in.
Really?
You know, Shalene, I look back and you probably can too. I know that as a young girl, I came from a family that had business. So mm-hmm. I participated in business from the time I had to toddle around in the bays at the service stations. And also my grandmother had a pool room, so, you know, that was all fun and games. But
sure.
But America really needs more business. We need people that are wanting to run an honest business and one that's giving values to the country. And right now I see fewer and fewer businesses. And to me that's troubling. We need entrepreneurs to come up to the plate, not be afraid to start a business. And I think right now there's the fear because of all the stress that's involved of starting a business. Otherwise they'd do it. You know, look back to when our country was founded. They came here for freedom. And there were different people working in different areas that provided values to communities.
Right.
And we don't see that so much.
No.
So,
well,
I'd
love to see a 70-year-old start a brand new business.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some that do that. I know I run across them. There's actually a man over in South Dakota that has come up with a really great new little product, and I met a man in the airport, and we talked about it, so I'm going to be going over to South Dakota to talk to this man. He's 71 years old, and he came up with this great invention, but he doesn't really know how to take it forward, so I'm going to help this guy, and we're going to get him there.
Wow.
Isn't
that
neat?
Are you at liberty to say?
You know, I'm really not. I really would hate to say something, but what I'm saying is, yes, those great minds of theirs, they're still so capable, and a lot of it is because they've had these little thoughts rolling through their heads for years, and they're starting to piece the little pieces together, and they can see that there's a way to take something that they've worked on for years and finally make it work, right?
Right.
That's the problem with dying early is, you know, those little thoughts never get all put together. So, you know, but the one that I'm really interested in is truly about back to the very basics of what this country was founded on, which was people came here for freedom. They were tired of all the taxes. They wanted to prosper and live happily.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came to America. And that is the reason why people still want to come to America. And we watch, even today, those that go through immigration ceremonies, if you meet those people, they're here for those very reasons. And we in America, out of fear, choose not to start businesses because of the struggle, like I said, of opening up in business and creating it. And so this particular party is looking at, you know, What is the purpose of all these taxes when so much of the tax base is spent on social good programs, which is not what this country was founded for? They came here to take care of themselves and their families. And now we see people with the expectation of the government taking care of them, and as far as in the healthcare industry. So, you know, they're looking at the taxes and how that's not necessarily the best thing for the country, and how many people would be willing to pay for particular services and goods that they would get and need, as opposed to, you know, social programs. Another thing, Shalene, that they're about is, it's okay for these immigrants to continue to come in. When they come in and they create values for our country, that just makes it stronger. Mm-hmm. And, again, you know, like I said, it seems to me that government has continued to grow and continues to tell us how to live on our own properties, where our children should go to school, because they fund the actual school systems instead of allowing us to choose how our children would be educated. And there's all kinds of things that government does as a form of control. And so I could see that with their party, that the government would probably it would become smaller from what I've read.
Right.
And that our communities would become richer because the money would remain there, mm-hmm. as opposed to going somewhere into that big hole and paying for the few people that run our country. You know, right now people are losing their jobs, but all of our political leaders still have their jobs. I know some states we see them cutting their wages, but there's still those jobs for them.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I think, you know, they just believe in us, like I say, prospering and living happily, and that means that they want to see people become prosperous enough to take care of their own needs instead of looking outside.
Well, I tell you, I'm excited for the future.
Are you?
Yes, I really am. I really have a good feeling about our future, and I, you know, tell my four teenagers, you know, stay positive. You have a great future ahead of you, and I read too, and I study some of these new parties that are coming up, and there's one in particular that I care about as well. And so maybe in the future you and I might talk about that.
Well, I would hope so. There's certainly it's got to be something that people are talking about and they're looking forward to, and so I would like to, be able to talk more about the party that I'm referring to, but I feel that I might not be on base to, share a lot about it other than what I've read and how I see it's going to be something that would be good. And, you know, their basic premise is to just do one amendment to the Constitution, because they see that the Constitution is a good system, except they see where the interpretation is where the problem is, mm-hmm. and that we have many people trying to interpret the basic Constitution, and then it goes wrong, and you have men and women making decisions as judges, as legislators, whatever the position, that it's only their interpretation. And so I know their one amendment to the Constitution would be to basically, to make it short and sweet, I'll say that it's like to not be able to take a force upon another,
mm-hmm.
and their properties or mm-hmm. contracts. So it's going to be out there, and I hope people are looking for a party that's like this, because taking a force upon another is really not the best way to live life.
So what do you think about 2012? Are you excited?
What's that?
What do you think about 2012? Are you excited?
I'm excited. I know we're going to see new parties.
I do too.
We are going to see finally the change that needs to happen.
Yeah, I do.
Our country is due for a change.
The people have had enough.
We have had enough.
Yeah, and you know what? Just had enough.
and no more taxes.
Yeah, no more taxes.
No more.
No more.
We're going to probably have to end our show on no more taxes because our time's up. Can you believe that already?
Wow. It goes so quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Now, do you have any teleseminars coming up, Jill Reed?
You know, I ran that one here recently, and the replay is available on my website. In fact, I'd recommend that our listeners go to it, and I'll be posting another one soon. I'm getting ready to...
Oh, give your website out again. Sorry.
Okay, my website is www.ask4romance.com. Again, ask4romance.com, and go to the replay of the one that's up there, and then I'm getting ready to post one. I'm going to have some workshops regarding stress, because we have love and we have stress, and when we're living in stress, we're not too much in love with ourselves or anyone else. And so I'm going to be coming up with 10 techniques on helping with stress in relationship, and basically the way to divorce-proof your marriage.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. All right. So I want to thank all of our listening audience for being with us this morning, and you, Shalene, for spending part of your morning with me.
Oh, I love you, too, and our listeners. And for more information and links to all of my guests, please visit voicesofsuccess.com. And we'll talk to you next week. Hello.
Thank you for joining us on Voices of Success, bringing you each week the voices of our backbone of America. I'd like to thank Jill Reed and especially you, the listener. Voices of Success is broadcast on Real Radio, WGDJ Talk 1300. You can listen online at talk1300.com. Guests of Voices of Success agree to the terms of a paid appearance of no less than $100 in either cash, merchandise, or services rendered. Voices of Success is privately owned and is a division of Shop Billboard Incorporated, all rights reserved. Voices of Success is always looking for those special voices. If you have a business or service to promote while telling your story, contact me personally at voicesofsuccess@gmail.com. For links to all of our guests and archive shows, visit voicesofsuccess.com. And while you're there, sign up for our email blast. Voices of Success, bringing you the voices of our backbone of America. Until next time, I'm your host, Shalene. Who is Scott Varley? Do you know who Scott Varley is?
Yeah, he's a realtor.
What are people saying?
Scott's wonderful. He has a lot to offer, his years of experience and, you know, just his way about him.
I think he's the nicest person I think I've ever met. Gentleman and a scholar. That's what I would say about Scott Varley.
What makes the Scott Varley group different than the rest?
Because I'm a different kind of guy.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so put different in real estate or different in anything and show them. You know, yourself, because yourself is different, not what you do, but just who you are, and it seems to work because people remember it. And either they love you or they hate you, but at least they remember you.
Why should you hire Scott Varley?
People ask you, why should, you know, Scott Varley, why should we hire you? What the answer was, this customer told us.
I know
us,
what it is.
What is it?
It's you.
It's you. Exactly. Bing, 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 bing. Wow, that's good.
Free staging services?
And they're complimentary. I include them in the service.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding you.
That's huge.
We're one of the few people that do. It is huge.
It's really huge. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The number one reason why you should hire the Scott Varley Group
is because you love your mother.
I do love my mother.
And he'll sing for you.
Trails to you. Sing with me. Till we meet.
The Scott Varley Group. Phone 583-SCOTT or online at scottvarley.com. This is Shalene with your Woman on the Street update exclusive on Talk 1300. I asked owner Don Kopp why you should shop at Mega Mattress Discounters.
We're the only store that a customer can shop in that truly sells all American-sourced product. And by that, I mean the guy who sews it and the raw material that goes in it. Every mattress store will say, yeah, our stuff's made locally. But the reality is the innerspring comes from China, the foam comes from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. At Mega Mattress, we only sell product with American-sourced raw materials. And that's good for you for two reasons. Patriotism, but the more important reason is that we still make the best steel and the best foams.
Mega Mattress Discounters, 3080 Route 50 in Saratoga and 708 Glen Street in Queensbury. This is Shalene, bringing you the best businesses in the Capital District with your exclusive Woman on the Street updates right here on Talk 1300. This is a sound of a week in the woods without a dream. With your help, these are the sounds of a dream come true. Make a difference today. Make a dream of a child with a life-threatening illness come true. Sponsor a summer residential camper. Your dollars support the medical facility, horseback riding, boating, fishing, trips to the Great Escape, Splashwater Kingdom, and so much more. There are 1,000 children dreaming about their week in the woods this summer. Phone 518-696-5921 or donate now online at doubleHranch.org. Listen again to the sounds of a dream come true. Visit doubleHranch.org. Phone the Double H Ranch today at area code 518-696-5676 and see how you can help the Double H Ranch.